Microsoft Virtual Academy, that's where you go to learn. We're talking about November and December. You think D is for December, but it's not. What is it for? Stay tuned. That's this episode of Microsoft Dev Radio. Hi, and welcome to the next episode of Microsoft Dev Radio. I'm Jerry Nixon, and I'm here with Matthew Calder, as we have before, covering everything that's going on with MVA last month and this month. But this is a special episode, because I'm also here with Christopher Harrison, the two of them both being senior content developers, or maybe the plural is seniors, senior content developer. But nonetheless, I've got them both on the call. The grammarians in the audience know what the right thing is. Let's see. Matt, thanks for being on the call again. And now, Christopher, I've never had you on the show. Just in case, not just in case. We all want to know who you are, man. Who are you?
That's good. So do I. As you mentioned, I'm Christopher. I'm a senior content developer / publisher with Microsoft Learning, and in particular MVA, although you can also find me on edX. I have actually only been with Microsoft for just about a year and a half. Before that, I was a Microsoft certified trainer for about 15 years. I focus mostly just my technology on the website of things, full stack. And beyond that, I'm a husband, I'm a father of a four-legged child, and I'm a marathoner.
Yeah, father of a four-legged child. You have a dog?
Yes. He is half border collie, half lab, all personality.
Ah, fantastic. That's called a labracollie, border lab.
Sure. Yes, we'll go with that.
Brilliant. All right. So, hey, back to you, Matt. Let's talk about what happened in November. We know that there's a massive catalog already in Microsoft Virtual Academy that developers can go to for free learning all they want, right? It sort of feels like our plural site in a lot of ways. And what did we add to the calendar that's worth taking note of today?
I would check out Data Science and Machine Learning Essentials. It's a great course if you want to get hands-on with Azure Machine Learning, if you want to build your own models, build your own recommenders. It's pretty cool. You actually, we haven't done a lot of courses in the past where we walk you through setting up the environment and actually doing stuff. In this one, we do it two ways. We'll walk you through, you can do it with R if you want to use those tools, or you can use Python if you already know Python and you want to just jump right into machine learning. So it's pretty cool. They're definitely focused on real-world stuff, real big data problems. They start off with this really fun case study where the instructors were hired to basically work with the city of New York to build models that would predict when manhole covers would explode.
When manhole covers would explode.
You've got this old 19th century infrastructure in a 21st century city. There's, you know, all kinds of electrical wiring going into them. Gases build up. Yeah. They can't get out and check each manhole cover each month. And occasionally, boom.
And like the manhole cover goes into the sky?
Yeah. Yeah.
New York
is a wild place. It's edgy. Yeah. And so they actually looked at all the available data, threw out what was useful, remodeled what wasn't. They went back and forth with the power company. And they actually, you know, built a working machine learning model for, you know, predict when these things are going to go. And New York is now a happier place.
And safer. You could save lives.
Yeah.
How do you stop a manhole cover from it's not the manholes.
Predict when it's going to go. Exploding.
It's popping off, right?
Because there's some explosion going on underneath.
How in the world? What do you do? Do you take it off and let some gases out? Or I don't know what to do.
I guess they didn't get
it's
into
like
that.
It's like a baby. You kind of burp the street a little.
Put it over your shoulder.
Yeah.
You predict which ones are going to go next. You get out there and check them fast and do whatever you got to do. I guess you burp it a little bit. Yeah.
I know what YouTube search I'm going to do right after this call. You know these videos are everywhere. I never even thought of this. Yeah, when does manhole cover explode? Wow. So thanks to machine learning, lives are saved. That's what you're saying.
It's a problem that it took the power of software to figure out. So, yes, machine learning, that's the stuff. Predictive analytics.
Is it just me, or has machine learning, like, skyrocketed into, like, super popular? Right? It means it's everywhere, and everything's machine, ML, 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 everything is ML. Kind of like big data a couple years ago, or HTML5 a few years before that, you know?
Exactly.
This is This is, if I could buy stock in a keyword, that'd be
yes.
Stock in a keyword. If I could buy stock in a keyword, that would be the keyword I'd be buying.
But I'm not playing keyword buzzword here. It's buzzword bingo. It's this really is a worthwhile course, which is why I'm calling it out. If you just look at the title, you might think, yeah, one more machine learning class. But yeah. This thing is worthwhile.
And
I'm actually looking through it myself.
Now, Microsoft can't buy a language, but didn't we buy a company that's something to do with R as well, I think? Didn't we?
Did we? I don't know.
We bought the company that wrote R or R had some sort of R tooling or something. When we did it, it didn't make any sense because ML hadn't come out yet. And then all of a sudden, it's like, whoa, it makes tons of sense.
Yeah, now we need a special language for statistics. Yeah.
That's right. If you were a statistician or a data scientist, that language is your friend, right? You already know it. It's not like you have to be introduced to that. That's what you studied in school. So now that you can go into Azure ML and do we even call it Azure ML? We changed the name, I think, to something.
No, we still
as well.
Call it Azure Machine Learning, I think.
Okay. All right. Well, for now.
Yes.
All right. So data science and machine learning. Is that all? I go onto the catalog. I type in data science, machine learning. There, it
science
pops up.
Machine learning, and it'll pop right up because our search works now.
Who is the teacher?
I wish you hadn't asked me. I can't remember the names off the top of my head. Hold on.
Quick, look it up.
I am. It's Steve Elston and Cynthia Rudin. Cynthia Rudin is a professor at Princeton, I believe. And Steve Elston has been a professor at Princeton, but now he's just a consultant guy. And they are experts. They are the best people we could find to teach this course. So.
And you said it kind of starts at the beginning. So if you're just, adolescent when it comes to ML, then this will be a good starting point for you.
It's a good starting point, but it gets going pretty fast. But it will actually walk you through here's where you go in Azure to get to the machine learning experiments. Grab your pre-made models. Works you through the basics of using Python, the basics of using R. Like, here's how you set up your environment, which is sometimes the hardest part.
Finding it in the portal is the hardest part for me sometimes.
Yeah, this is the course for you, Jerry.
This is the one for me. Map it out. Just tell me what to click, and I can figure out the best.
Then bookmark
machine it. Learning's the easy. I have a machine learning algorithm to tell me where it is in the portal. It's great.
Yes.
All right. So that sounds cool. All right. That was pre-recorded, right? We had that in November, so I can go and find that in the catalog right now.
Yes.
Now, coming up in December, talk to me about the future.
About the future. On December 17th. We're going to have a live course on creating real-world applications with Django. But we're going to do this one a little differently than we've done our live courses in the past. We wanted to produce a course that still had all of the fun, the back and forth, the community environment of our live jumpstarts, where you knew you were there with other people that were passionate about it and cared about it. But we want to also create a course that if you're going to watch the recording, you wouldn't have all that chit-chat. It would just get you right to the point. And also, if the demos failed,
we can actually go back and fix them.
Actually go back and fix them.
Okay. You lost me. My demos never fail, so I don't understand. I guess
other less fortunate instructors.
Okay, so other people are failing, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, this isn't the jury.
So we're trying to do both get the best of both worlds, the best of the live interaction you get with a jumpstart, and that'll happen on December 17th. But we'll actually have recorded... The course itself will be recorded and available the day before on December 16th.
Wait, you record it live on the 17th, but you release it on the 16th?
Yeah, so what's actually going to wind up happening is it's going to be myself and Susan Ibeck, and we've recorded a few courses together, and she could always use new Twitter followers. Her Twitter handle is HockeyGeekGirl, which is very fitting for her. But in any event, what we're actually going to do is we're going to go into the studio on the 15th, and we're going to do the pre-recorded. So it'll be shorter modules. Each module will be 10, 15 minutes in length. Like Matt said, if something does go wrong, not that anything ever does, but if something does go wrong, we'll be able to fix it and make sure that we've got as clean of a product that we can build. And we'll put that out and make it available for viewing on the 16th. So you can actually go in and watch the pre-recorded event on the 16th. And then on the 17th, we're going to do a live event that's going to both act as a supplement for that. So then that way you could actually ask us questions about what it is that we recorded. But we'll also go ahead and talk about the content as well. So So if you're not overly familiar with things like security and otherwise with Django, then we're going to go ahead and teach that to you, but in an abbreviated form. It'll be 3 hours in length. And if you want to go back and dig a little deeper, you can go back and watch the pre-recorded event.
I see. That makes sense. So now the event that I actually watch, I never see, I see very few errors or anything like that, so it's much more streamlined that I can kind of dive right in.
Exactly, yeah. It's really geared for on-demand, that if you just want to get in and see, okay, well, how do I create a cool little form, or how do I set up a section for username and password, how do I get in and do that, you'll be able to just focus right in on that, watch that, and then move on with the rest of your day.
Awesome. I like it a lot.
If you want to get your questions answered live in real time, show up for the live one.
Yep.
And
okay,
they'll even be customizing the demos.
It's like the Super Django Q&A day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, that's pretty nice. That's really nice, actually.
Yeah.
Well, we'll spread the word here through Dev Radio. That's terrific. And I guess you've been doing Django for a while then, Christopher?
Yeah, and actually it's really kind of funny. I've been doing Python and Django for around about a year and a half, which if you remember back to my introduction, that was actually when I got hired on by Microsoft. Ironically enough, I didn't do a whole lot of open source until I got hired on by Microsoft. That prior to getting a blue badge, I really focused in on doing .NET development and MVC, and that was really it. And then once I joined Microsoft, again, kind of a new world, Microsoft loves Linux, that was really when I started digging a lot more into OSS. So I've been doing it for about a year and a half, pretty much since I joined Microsoft.
Cool. Wow, that's exciting. I have a similar story, man. When I started with Microsoft, I didn't have any open source experience, not really. And now, of course, that story's totally unwound. I do very little that isn't. So pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. So December is, it's Django December, I guess, is why we should go
D
ahead.
D for Django, D for December.
D is not for December. D is for Django.
There you go.
Got it. Building, creating apps with Django. You can watch it pre-recorded on the 16th forward, right, forever, basically.
Yes.
And then on the 17th is your opportunity to kind of ask the experts in a three-hour back and forth when you'll show anything. I guess you'll be monitoring the live chat and doing whatever people are asking questions about. If everybody needs to know about security, it'll be a day of security. But if it's not that, then you'll touch on it and move on to whatever everybody's talking about.
Exactly. Yeah. We'll just kind of see
what
happens.
Are you recording the Q&A as well?
We are going to be recording the Q&A.
We'll post that for sure.
Yeah.
Cool. Show up in the Q&A. Request a demo. I want to see people doing that.
Yeah. Put us on the spot.
Hello world appear on a page.
Yes. Can you do that?
With an exclamation point at the end, please. All right,
we'll customize the punctuation that goes at the end.
All right, so I'm feeling like we're in a couple of months that seem to have holidays in them, because we're now talking about course after course after course after course as we wind up this year in November and December. We're talking about some keystone events that are happening inside these months. Matthew, give me a hint on, as we turn to the next year, what's coming up.
I would say my tip is clear the month of February. We'll have a something big that we'll be announcing in January, and the idea is start the month of February wanting to learn something, and by the end of February, if you play along with us, you'll have learned something pretty substantial that you can build with or do with or take your career to the next level with. So.
Very compelling. Very compelling. Ooh. My February 14th is wide open. So,
so we'd plan for 28 days of stuff. Since it's a leap year, you get one day free.
Oh,
if you want to use the 14th as that free day, that's up to you. But you've got it free already, so you might as well.
Yeah.
Just learn some stuff.
Perfect. If you're a developer watching this show and you wonder how you can learn about Microsoft technologies, that's Microsoft Virtual Academy. But if you all also wonder how you can learn about non-Microsoft technologies, That's also Microsoft Virtual Academy, an incredible wealth and a toolbox for you to be able to learn at your pace. You can pause, rewind, and change the speed of things as you like them. You might be impressed with just how big the catalog is and how many things we cover as well. And we're adding to it all the time, just like we talked about in this show. Don't miss the 17th of December. That's the live event for Django, when we can go through the Q&A and we can hear Christopher pontificate on all of the awesome things that are coming and clear an entire month. I think of the 2 million people that watch this show, I think asking them to clear an entire month seems very reasonable. Great one, Matthew. Sure.
Just an hour a day in February. Just an hour a day.
It's only an hour a day. That's right. Yeah. Everybody can do that. That's the cost of a coffee, right? That's like drink a cup of coffee for an hour.
Just skip a meeting and do this instead.
Yeah. Just skip a meeting. Seems reasonable. Just skip your dialysis. You've got all the time you'll need.
You could do this stuff while sitting through your dialysis appointment, I think.
I suppose you could. That's pretty classy. All right, Christopher, Matthew, guys, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Jerry. Great to be
here. Thank you very much.
Happy holidays to you guys. We'll see you next year.
Happy holidays.